Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com.
It's an inspiring idea, Kim, and yet I know there are so many Christians who think, gosh, how can you possibly redeem a day that has become so dark? What's the history? How did Halloween over the centuries, and particularly maybe over the past century, century and a half in the United States, how did it take on the form that it has today, which is a far cry from the All Hallows Eve and celebrating the saints of the past that we once celebrated?
Yeah. Well, you know, the American Halloween was always very unique. A lot of it was due to immigrants who would come over, and immigrants from Ireland that had a Catholic background. So they were still holding on to the All Saints Day. And the night before, unfortunately, had been celebrated as what they called Hell Night. And it was a night where, you know, they'd go out and do mischief. And the idea is, you know, be nice to us or we'll do mischief to you. Well, the Irish immigrants brought that over to the United States. And in the early 1920s, Hell Night actually started to become quite a problem in many communities. It went from just little pranks like turning over outhouses to, you know, more severe pranks. And so, believe it or not, the Boy Scouts entered the story when it comes to Halloween. The community leaders really felt like they needed to step in and do something. Just too much damage was being done. So they partnered with the Boy Scouts. Basically, they said to the community, if you will come out, and you boys and girls, all the boys and girls that will come out on quote-unquote Hell Night, which is really Halloween, the eve before All Saints Day, you'll come out and just do good, have fun. We'll give you a treat if you don't do bad things. And so instead of going out and turning over outhouses, they go around door-to-door and get treats. Well, that sort of just morphed itself into our modern-day trick-or-treating. And so in a sense, it is actually a tradition of light. It was, hey, you know, good is better than evil. You know, they're good are blessed, which, you know, we see in Proverbs that you know, choosing right brings God's blessing. And so, you know, there are a lot of parallels there. But so, you know, when you go back and you look at a lot of these old traditions, you'll find some of them came from other countries. Some of them are from here. One of them, the jack-o'-lantern. Now, that's a fun one. That actually came in the New World as immigrants came over to found the United States. In Europe, what they would do is they would use, the poor people would use hollowed out turnips with a small candle in it. That's what they would use for their lantern. And when they came here, lo and behold, guess what they found? They found this great big piece of fruit. They found a pumpkin, and it was already hollowed out. So they realized, look, if we just open it up and hollow it out, it'll make a bigger house lantern. And that's actually where, you know, putting a light in a pumpkin came from. It was just a better lantern. But there's some great stories of the jack-o'-lantern, and it was like a moral parable about, you know, you can't, you know, what you do in this life will have consequences in the next life. And so you can look that up on the internet, the history of the jack-o'-lantern, or we've got it in our book, Redeeming Halloween. But then we say, okay, look, there are some great, why not do that? Why not use parables during Halloween? And we've even got a fun way to use a jack-o'-lantern, you know, to tell kids to point to Christ. So same way you could use an Easter bunny to point to Christ, you know, or the Christmas tree. It's taking some of the elements and, you know what, repurposing them. There's nothing in this world Christ can't redeem. That is the same power that raised Christ from the dead, we're told, is the power that's in us. And certainly we can find ways to bring redemption into all parts of darkness of the world. I mean, that's what we're called to do. Why would we abandon one day on the calendar as if Christ's redeeming power isn't strong enough for Halloween?
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.